Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast. In my blog recently, and I would say probably, say 35 or 40 times in the last year, I have published various iterations of concepts and conversations around drones. There are a couple that intrigue me and interest me, and I've published those in a variety of places. One of the places that I've published kind of my conversation around drones recently was a conversation around the governance and rules of drones that I published on Cloud Tweaks probably about a month ago. And before that, I published another one about metal detector drones and what I was going to do this summer. And one more that I published recently also was the concept of selfie drones. And, you know, is it a criminal offense to knock somebody's selfie drone out of the sky with your selfie stick? After all, is that not what the selfie stick is truly for, to knock someone's drone, their selfie drone, out of the sky? It all comes back to this concept, and I've brought it up many times, and I won't bore you a whole lot with the argument, but it is simply put, who owns my image? I have discussed this, thought about this. I've actually talked to CIOs of major federal government agencies, and I've really started to look at this concept, and it's becoming one of personal privacy that I think will cause problems as we go forward. The reality of personal privacy is my image is a piece of who I am. It is a piece of what I do, how I do it, and where I do it. So that concept of me is in part my image, and that image is in part who I am. So I own that image. Now, there are many video cameras out there, thousands upon thousands. Rumor is New York City has more than a million cameras. There are departments in the U.S. government that have more than a million cameras deployed throughout the U.S. and the world. And those cameras exist, and they take images. Now, here's the reality. If, while you are walking along the street, you are actually in the camera frame of a camera that also at the same time catches the commission of a crime, it's understandable that your image is no longer wholly and completely yours, that in fact the person that captures the image or the camera that captures the image should share that with the police. That's, you know, I have no question about that. To me, that is sacrosanct. That is what that is. That is the way that things should be. That is the way things are going to be going forward. But the other question then would be, if I am there is no crime, and my image still gets captured, you know, do I have the right to say, delete my image? That's an interesting question. I've not seen that come up yet in a court of law. I suspect it will at some point soon, because somebody's going to test this. Somebody's going to push this to the extreme. It is the documentation of your life in the video cameras around you, and who owns that image of you. If you don't give consent, then by rights and by law, somebody shouldn't keep that image. So it is one of interest, because if you look at the other side of it, you know, tourists taking pictures have every right to take pictures of places where they're going, but if they capture other people in them, you know, should they keep those pictures? It's an interesting problem, and one that, you know, provides a really interesting argument go forward. The idea that personal privacy is something that's, you know, something that we have to think about. It is something, you know, that I consider kind of critical path for where we're going, you know, as a nation in terms of privacy. But again, to go back to the original concept, the starting point of this podcast, which is the concept of drones, I'm beginning to worry that the governance we have today for drones is not going to be enough as we go forward. So I'm going to continue wandering down this path and having this argument both with myself and with other people online, this concept of, you know, what is the line that we're going to draw for drones? What is the line we're going to draw for the Internet of Things? Where are we going to say things have to stop? Because that's a line that I think has shifted significantly to the right in the last few years and may continue to shift. And if we're not careful, it's going to shift right past us. My name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great day.